The luxury train raced through the darkened fields in the French countryside on its way to Italy. Everyone, well, nearly everyone, slept soundly, unaware there was a killer on board. The killer had been lying in their bed for some time, staring at the ceiling, aware of their breath. Everything was deathly quiet, apart from the rhythmic noise of the wheels of the train clickety-clacking on the tracks. Still, any noise beyond that rhythm could get someone's attention. Were they going to be able to carry out their deadly mission without waking anyone up? They glanced at their watch. They planned on doing it at 2 a.m., and it was almost that time. It was strange, because normally they were only wrapped up in their own thoughts. But the act they were about to commit had sharply focused their mind on the environment. But now, the low, soft light of the cabin was too penetrating. It cast eerie-looking shadows through the ornate wood and metalwork, which made a chaotic dance around the cabin with every movement of the train. It made the killer jump more than once, as if they were the one who should be in fear from people skulking around in the shadows. Admittedly, it was the first time they'd done anything like this. They'd leaned forward to peer at their cabin mate. Their mouth was open, and they were softly snoring. Definitely sound asleep. The killer eased out of bed and reached under the mattress where they had stored their spare pair of gloves. Being midwinter, it was cold, and they'd needed a pair, but this pair would get thrown out of a window as soon as the crime had been committed. With only their socks on their feet, they padded across the floor of their sleeper cabin. They slid the door across and opened it, making sure to time it with the loudest part of the train track rhythm, then slipped out into the hallway. The light emitted by the faux gas lamps with their intricate gold design was soft, almost a golden glow. Shadows danced and swayed as the train bounced and moved along, causing the killer to catch their breath in their chest. They could hear their heart hammering. They crept toward the victim's sleeper cabin. A feeling of mounting dread wrapped around them, like they themselves were being strangled. "It's too late now," the killer whispered to themselves. "I'm doing this." They mentally reminded themselves of their inspiration, their motivation, and felt a little stronger. Pausing in front of the door leading to the victim's sleeper cabin, they took a deep breath, then slid the door open just a little. Though they'd been absolutely certain this was the right cabin, in fact, they would have staked their life on it. But now, they wondered if they might find someone totally different sleeping in the bed. They took a peek and let out their breath as they confirmed that their memory hadn't failed them. It was indeed Mary Abercrombie, sprawled out in the grand four-poster bed that dominated the cabin. They quickly stepped into the room and closed the door behind them. Once inside, they knew they didn't have to be as quiet. Without fail, Mary always took a sleeping pill before retiring for the night, and it was often difficult to wake her up in the morning. She probably wouldn't have woken up if the killer had brought a brass band into play at full volume. They approached her bed, kneeled down next to her, and wrapped their hands around her neck. They'd expected to find this moment hard, even torturous, and many times they'd anticipated how they'd feel while they did it. What they didn't expect was the surge of rage that shot through their arms and hands and made them squeeze tighter and tighter. It was easy. Killing her was a relief. At the end, when Mary's breath had completely stopped, there was no sense of guilt, just a feeling that a weight had been lifted from their shoulders. They checked her pulse and, not finding one, left the same way they'd come, after taking the souvenir they'd always wanted. They threw their gloves out a hallway window, and they were quickly whipped away out of the killer's hands by the airflow rushing along the side of the train. They partially bounced back to their cabin, filled with delight. Freedom swelled in their heart, and they felt like bursting out into song. They snuggled back into bed, the warm golden light matching the warmth of their soul. The patterned shadows were no longer ominous, and the fact they had been just a short time ago seemed absurd now. They were beautiful, masterful. All was right with the world. "I should do this again," the killer whispered to themselves, chuckling at their own joke.